Chapter 2. The World Around Us. Unit 4. Breaking plates can break plates.
Earthquakes and tsunamis are amongst the scariest natural events. When they occur, it is usually a result of the Earth's tectonic plates shifting. However, earthquakes can also be triggered by human activities, such as mining.Before the tectonic plate theory developed in the 1960s, people did not understand the cause of earthquakes. Ancient Greeks believed earthquakes were caused by winds that were trapped in the earth. Even into the 19th century, people thought earthquakes were caused by violent explosions underground. Scientists then discovered that the earth's surface, or crust, is made up of a number of tectonic plates.These are like pieces of a puzzle that float over hot, liquid rock. When the pieces of the puzzle strike or move past each other, energy is generated by the friction between the two plates. Places where plates separate or move together are called faults. If too much pressure builds along a fault, the earth breaks suddenly, creating seismic waves that result in an earthquake.Earthquakes remain highly unpredictable, but scientists have formulated different systems for measuring them. The most well-known system is called the Richter scale. It was developed in 1935 by Charles Richter to measure the intensity of earthquakes. The scale ranges from 0 to 10 and relates to the size of the largest seismic wave recorded during an earthquake.Because the Richter scale was created for measuring small earthquakes in particular, it does not accurately measure earthquakes larger than 6.8. Another system for measuring seismic activity is the moment magnitude scale. This is a more precise tool which measures the energy of the event rather than the size of waves. The largest recorded earthquake ever measured by the moment magnitude scale was the Great Chilean Earthquake of 1960. It was recorded as a 9.5 magnitude earthquake. Minor earthquakes can go undetected, but they can still cause a lot of damage. On mountains, they can result in avalanches. Tremors may also produce tsunamis in the ocean.Also known as tidal waves, tsunamis are not actually caused by the same forces that create normal ocean waves. Ocean waves are caused by wind. Tsunamis are caused when seismic energy pushes large amounts of water away from a fault. For example, when an earthquake occurs beneath the ocean, it pushes part of the ocean floor up. This causes the water above that part of the ocean floor to rise.Because earthquakes trigger tsunamis, these powerful waves can often be detected by seismologists. People in the path of the tsunami can then be warned. However, there is little that can be done in terms of prevention. People can move to safe places, but buildings in a tsunami's path must weather the storm or fall. Not all tsunamis, however, can be predicted prior to reaching land.The 2004 Sumatra-Andaman tsunami is a good example of how fast-moving tsunamis can catch us off guard. This was the worst tsunami in recorded history, resulting in over 200,000 deaths. Seismologists believe that an earthquake measuring 9.2 on the moment magnitude scale triggered the tsunami in the Indian Ocean.This tsunami struck the coasts of Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, and Thailand. Waves up to 30 meters high destroyed everything in their path. The unpredictable nature of earthquakes and tsunamis makes them extremely dangerous. Scientific advancement has helped us understand much about the causes behind these destructive events.Seismologists have yet, however, to find a reliable method of prediction to help us prepare for these events and save lives.